So are your prayers tonight as we look into the Word of God. First night of the meeting, we'll give you a little summary tonight. First night of the meeting, the message was entitled, Because of Love. That what we do and the reason we ought to be living like we are living is because of love. And that is the only acceptable motivation that God will accept. If we are living like we are because of peer pressure, whether it be good or bad, the only thing that is going to carry us ultimately through the test of life is when we have responded to the love of God with love for Him and say, Lord, that's why I'm going to live this way, is because I love You. The next night, the message was entitled, The Fly in the Ointment. The little things in our lives, if we let them go, it's the little things that so often will steal the victory and the peace from our life. And we need to take care of the little things in life. Last night, the message was entitled, There is a Power. That there is a divine power that can enable all of us to overcome through the power of the blood, through the power of the Holy Spirit, and through the power of the grace of God, that we can make it because of a divine power. It's not based on what we can do for ourselves, but it is based on a divine work of God in our life. Tonight, the burden that the Lord has been placing on my heart is entitled, Weighed in the Balance. I'd like to start tonight by singing a song. And if you know the song, I'd like you to help me. Renee, could you please help me sing it? I'd like you to consider the words, and if you know it, if you'll just help us sing it. The song asks a question, and it says, Are you afraid to die? And I think that is a very fair question for all of us tonight. Are you afraid?
Stranger to God, carried away with your pride. Tell me, sinner, do you ever stop and think? Are you afraid to passing by? Will you seek Him while He still may be found? Are you afraid to die? Are you afraid? Are you unsafe?
I'd like to begin reading in the 5th chapter of Daniel. Begin reading with verse 1. Belshazzar the king made a great feast to 1,000 of his lords and drank wine before the 1,000. Belshazzar, whilst he tasted the wine, commanded to bring the golden and silver vessels which his father Nebuchadnezzar had taken out of the temple which was in Jerusalem, that the king and his princes, his wives and his concubines, might drink therein. Then they brought the golden vessels that were taken out of the temple of the house of God, which was at Jerusalem. And the king and his princes, his wives and his concubines drank in them. And they drank wine and praised the gods of gold and of silver, of brass, of iron, and of wood, and of stone. And in the same hour came forth fingers of a man's hand and wrote over against a candlestick upon the plaster of the wall of the king's palace. And the king saw the part of the hand that wrote, and the king's countenance was changed, and his thoughts troubled him, so that the joints of his loins were loosed, and his knees smote one against another. We find that Belshazzar began seeking for someone to come and interpret what was written on the wall. And Daniel came and began to speak to the king. And he spoke to Belshazzar about his grandfather. Now, when the scripture says his father, historically, if you look back, Nebuchadnezzar was Belshazzar's grandfather. And Daniel began to speak to Belshazzar about his grandfather and how he had become lifted up and exalted in his heart. And when he began to get exalted in his heart, in verse 20, it said, when his heart was lifted up and his mind was hardened in pride, he was disposed from his kingly throne and they took his glory from him. And we find that Nebuchadnezzar was as a beast out in the field eating grass as an ox until he acknowledged that God was the true God. The God of Israel was the true king and true God. And God blessed Nebuchadnezzar and he lifted him up out of his estate that he was in. And in verse 22, Daniel spoke to Belshazzar and said, "Thou his son, O Belshazzar, hast not humbled thine heart, though thou knewest all this. But thou hast lifted up thyself against the Lord of heaven, and they have brought the vessels of his house before thee and thy lords." And he went on to give him the interpretation of the words that were spoken. Verse 25, "Meeni, meeni, tekel, upharsin," which the interpretation is, "God hath numbered thy kingdom and finished it. Thou art weighed in the balance and art found wanting. Thy kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and the Persians." And in verse 30 it says, "In that night," the same night that God revealed and spoke judgment to the house of Belshazzar, it says, "That night was Belshazzar the king of the Chaldeans slain. That night he went out into eternity to meet God." He had been given ample warning, and the words have been resonating through my mind. Belshazzar, thou knewest. You knew the history of your grandfather. You saw how when his heart was exalted to God that he was brought low, and yet God extended his mercy to him. You knew what God required of you to do. But Belshazzar, you lifted up your heart in pride the same way. And the hand of God came, and it wrote, "Thou art weighed in the balance and found wanting." Dear ones, tonight I want to remind you of something that I'm confident that all of you have heard many a time. But there is going to come a time that you too are going to stand before God in judgment. And He's going to weigh your life. And I wonder where we'll be found. We have heard, we've had the privilege, not just in this meeting, but many of us for years and years, we've been privileged to hear the gospel message. But how many people have gone out into eternity not ready to meet God? And when they stand before God, the Lord's going to say, "Thou knewest." Do you know when we stand before God, none of us are going to go into hell and be surprised. I believe tonight, tonight that when we stand before God and He judges our life, that we are going to know exactly where we stand with God. I am not afraid tonight of standing before God and the Lord surprising me and say, Michael, didn't you know that I require this of you? Michael, didn't you know that I was calling for you this in your life? Folks, God is not going to judge us based on what we do not know. God is going to judge us tonight based on what we know and how we've lived it. And the question tonight is, are you living to what you know is right? There are too many people that are procrastinating and they are putting off doing business with God. And it's easy for us to come to service. We can come to revival and we can come to camp meeting and we can come to services and be blessed by the presence of God. But folks, when we stand before God, you're not going to be with me and I'm not going to be with you. I'm going to stand before God and I'm going to be weighed in the balance. And God is going to judge us based on the word that He has given us and revealed to us. And He's going to place us on the scales and we're going to be weighed on the balance. I wonder tonight, if this was the night that the Lord walked in here in this chapel and He put up a big balance. And on one side was the Word of God. One side were the things that you know God has dealt with you about. And He started one by one calling our name. Do you know there is safety in numbers? Y'all have heard that. There's something about being together. I've been in places before that when I was by myself, I had some trepidation, just a little bit nervous, you know, about what was going on. But you know, when your wife's with you, your children, just so brave, and you just feel like things are in control now because there's someone else with you. Not that they were protecting me. Rather, I felt more like the protector, and there was security in that. There is security tonight in being among God's people. There is security tonight in going to church. There is security tonight in having a profession of salvation. But folks, those things can end up being a false security because God is not coming back for all of us collectively. We're going to be weighed in the balance individually. And I wonder, how are we going to be found when God calls my name and I stand before a God who's extended His mercy to me, who has been so long-suffering with me, who sent His Son to die for me, and the Lord's going, God's going to judge me based on those things. Tonight, where would you be found if tonight was the night? And I want to challenge you and plead with you in the Spirit of God tonight. If there are things in your life that you know you're not ready to give account for, tonight is the night to take care of it. Because there are going to be some of us that are going to be going out into eternity very quickly. The Lord is going to come back for all of us, but I have no assurance that I'm going to live to the time the Lord comes back for this whole world. But I know that my days are numbered and I've been on deathbed knowing that my time was short. Do you know it changes our perspective of things? Lord, I want to live every day as if it were my last day. And if there are things in our life that we're just not quite comfortable with, but we've been ignoring it and we haven't been willing to humble our heart and do business with God. Folks, this is the mercy of the Lord tonight, reminding us one more time. There's going to come a time that you will be weighed in the balance. And where will we be found? God is a God of mercy, and He is a God of love. He's a God of forgiveness. But folks, tonight is when we have access to that. Tonight is when we have access unreservedly to come and say, Lord, that song we sing, just as I am, Lord, here I am. The Lord can take the sin and He can cleanse you of it. He can take the areas in your life that you procrastinated in taking care of business with God, and the Lord will forgive you tonight. But if you put it off, your heart is being hardened tonight. And it's why sometimes when the Word of God goes out under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and it's so easy for us to sit in our pews and not be moved with it. Folks, it's a sign of the time we're living in. But if we want our heart to be stay soft, we need to respond when the Spirit of God deals with us. And if there are things in our life that we're not ready to be weighed in, the Lord's giving us opportunity, saying, don't put it off. And it does not matter what everybody else thinks about us. Folks, when we come up to eternity, it's frankly, it's irrelevant what you think about me tonight. It's really not going to matter whether you think Brother Michael's going to make it or not. What matters is the relationship that I've had with God. And what matters is the relationship that you have with God. Are you living according to the knowledge that you have tonight? And if you're not, those things are going to come back. And the Lord is going to say, thou knewest. I showed you your need, and you chose to cast it off. Over in the 17th chapter of Luke, in the 26th verse. Luke 17:26. It says, and as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat and drink. They married wives, and they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise also, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat and they drank, and they bought, and they sold, and they planted, and they builded. Doesn't that sound like what we're doing today? We're marrying, we're still eating and drinking, we're still planning, we're still buying. Basically, we're still living life. Life is going on, but it said, but the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. The Lord is going to come back for us and usher us into a time of judgment where we will be weighed in the balance. And it's going to be times like today was for you. It may not be during revival meeting time, but the Lord is going to come back when we are living life. And it seems like so many people are living as if they're going to have a forewarning. You know, when the tornadoes come and the siren goes off, before it gets there, to let you know there's danger coming, prepare. Folks, we're going to be living life. What do we expect God to do tonight? It's a sincere question for all of us. How much plainer does God have to get with us tonight? I told you the first night, I'm so tired of religion. It's time that we get down to business with God and get our relationships with the Lord clear, that we would be ready individually to meet Him. And it means I'm going to have to do business with God for myself tonight. It's not for me to say, but Lord, you know my wife. You know the congregation. You know the preachers. You know the problems they are. Lord, you know how these people have hurt me. Lord, you know how the economy is. Do you know we live in a society nobody will take blame for themselves anymore? People that get caught up in, over their head in debt. Well, it was because, not my fault, but it was because there was too much easy credit. And if someone gets anger and kills their neighbor with a gun, it's time to go after the manufacturer of the gun because it's their fault. And if a drunk driver hits a bus on the road and causes disaster, the bus wasn't made properly, so we'll sue the Ford Motor Company. And they even have no-fault divorces today. You say it's nobody's fault. You see, we live in a society, it's always somebody else. It's always what they did. Folks, there's going to come a time in life that we're not going to be able to fall back on our excuses and and justifications of my background, of the hurts, of the needs that have been around me, God's going to weigh me based on the knowledge that He gave me and knowing that He gave me the power in this life to overcome. In the beginning, when Adam and Eve sinned, Adam said, it was the woman. And Eve said, it was the devil. Do you know sometimes we give the devil too much credit tonight? The devil can't make you do it anymore. See, that's why Jesus came. Jesus came that we could choose life. He came that we could choose victory. He came that we could choose the blood of Jesus rather than the power of the devil. And so now when we say, well, it was the devil that made me do it. No, it wasn't. We made a choice to yield to Him rather than to yield to God. But we live in a time that we're pointing fingers. And there's going to come a time that we cannot do that anymore. And in light of eternity tonight, all of our excuses appear so pale. We're going to be living life. The scripture in 2 Corinthians in the 5th chapter, it says, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. We must all appear. Tonight, none of us are going to be exempt from standing before God and giving an account. One of my sons, their school has a policy, and I personally don't like it. I know the children, young people like it. But the school's policy is that if you show up and you miss 2 or less days in every class, you don't have to take your final exams. Do we think that showing up is going to exempt us from the judgment? Do we think tonight that fellowshipping with some of God's people is going to give us a free pass? Do we really think that because of, well, don't you know who my grandfather was or who my parents are? Folks, those things don't matter to God tonight. We are all going to give an account of ourselves, and we're going to stand before the judgment seat of God, whether it be good or bad. We're going to be weighed in the balance. Folks, there are no exemptions tonight. And if you have been excusing yourself because of a lot of other good deeds that you have been doing in your life, know this. One day the Lord is going to look you in the eye and God's going to say, thou knewest. You knew what I required of you. Folks, we can't plead ignorance. We live in a day when it comes to spiritual things, we say, well, we need to talk about it. Do you know there are many places we do need to talk? And there are places that we do need to have more dialogue. But folks, when we know what the Bible says, we need to stop talking and we need to start doing. We need to start living. We need to start doing what the God is requiring of us. But in this life, we'll say, well, let's just, I need to think about it. I'm confused. What are we confused about? Do you know there are things that we may truly indeed not understand tonight? But do you know that's not what God's going to judge us on? God's going to judge us on what we know is right. But if there are times in our life that we refuse to submit and yield in obedience to God's word, our heart is going to be harder, and soon we will actually begin to believe that we're doing right. That's what deception is. It's when one time we knew what was right, but because we resisted it for so long, we actually persuade ourselves that we're right. It is a dangerous thing to ignore the dealings of the Holy Spirit in our life. Because we're going to be weighed based on those things tonight. We are not going to be weighed or judged on the perception of other people. We're not going to be judged or weighed on what we think. But we are going to be weighed based on the reality of how we've been living. Tonight, There is no one that should know better than each one of us individually the reality of how we have been living. Tonight, are you ready? Are you ready tonight to give an account? Romans in the 14th chapter, verses 10 through 12, it speaks of it. It's so easy for us to look at our brothers, isn't it? Scripture says, every one of us shall give an account of who? Himself. Tonight, this is where it needs to start. Lord, how do I stand before you tonight? You know, it's so easy for us to look at what's going on around about us and find reasons for why we allow things in our life. For why we have allowed our experience to grow cold. Of the reasons why we've left God. Do you know, I see though, we live in a time people don't even want to say they leave God anymore. You know, it's just out of style to backslide. You know, it's not in style anymore. And people don't backslide anymore. They just don't see it like they used to. And they can be clearly violating. I'm not talking about gray areas. I'm talking about clearly violating definitive scriptures. And they'll say, but I really think it's okay for me to do that because I know God loves me. But you see, God loved us enough to lift us up from that state of sin to enable us to overcome in our life. Amen. Excuses will be gone. It won't matter how I define it or how you define it. But folks, thou knewest. Thou knewest. And thou art weighed in the balance and found wanting. Let's not be deceived tonight. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap what? Life everlasting. Do you know that this message does not have to bring condemnation to you tonight? Do you know that if you are ready to go tonight, there ought to be something that, as John the Revelator said, even so come Lord Jesus. There is a reality to having a peace in your heart tonight that you do not have to be afraid of the coming of Jesus in your life. There is an experience tonight that when you really get quiet and you begin to weigh your relationship with God and weigh out your obedience, and you can say, I don't know of anything that's standing between God and me. The Lord's still working on me. I'm still human. I still have weaknesses. There are things I know that the Lord is helping me to grow in by His grace. And tomorrow, I want to be further down the road than I am tonight. But when we examine our life, there is a reality to be able to say, I don't know of anything that I could do tonight to change the course that I set my life on. Tonight, if you don't have that testimony, don't put it off any longer, because you will go out into eternity in a very similar condition that you stand tonight. Weighed. Where will we be found? God is not going to be ridiculed and deceived. I have been deceived by people. But do you know, God knows every intent and motivation that's in our heart tonight. And there are some times that maybe I've messed up on the outside, and in those times I was so glad that while man looked on the outward appearance, God was looking on my heart, because I meant well. Maybe I dropped the ball, but Lord knew my heart. At those times, we're so relieved. But there are other times we can be doing the right thing on the outside, and all the time our heart is not right with God. Folks, the Lord is looking at our hearts tonight. He knows our thoughts. He knows the intents of our heart. And we're going to be weighed based on those things. Judgment based on our actions, our deeds, our motivations, and our condition of heart. Weighed according to truth. And folks, we are going to reap what we have sown. The scripture in Romans 6:23, it says, for the wages of sin is death. The consequence of sin, folks, sin is missing the mark. We are not going to miss the mark accidentally. And if the devil tends to take advantage of you and tries to put needless guilt on you, I want you to recognize something. When God deals with us, He deals in specifics. When there are things in our life that are not right, God will come in and He will bring it to our mind and He'll put His finger on it in our life. He'll bring the unforgiveness. He'll bring the bitterness to mind. He'll bring the things in our life, the secret sins, and the things we've been doing that we know have violated what God required of us. And folks, that means we've got some specific things to deal with because God is a God of specifics. But we're going to be judged on that, and the consequence of sin is death. Eternal death. Do you remember the rich man and Lazarus? When the rich man, he found himself in hell, and it said he lifted up his eyes, being in torment. And he wanted, his plea was, if you could just dip the tip of your finger in cold water to soothe the pain I'm in. One of them, Brother Craig and I were talking about it the other night, but one of the greatest torments of hell is going to be the memories. Is God, as Daniel told Belshazzar, thou knewest. You knew what happened to your grandfather. You knew who God was. You knew what He required. But you still chose to do it your own way. It's going to be eternal torment because there is eternal separation from God. But He said the gift of God. Oh, tonight I would that all of us access that gift tonight if you haven't already accessed it. The gift of God is eternal life. Folks, God has life for each of us. But I want to impress upon you, and I know maybe we don't hear a lot about it, but I want to read a scripture to you out of Luke in the 12th chapter. In Luke, the 12th chapter, beginning with verse 45, he was speaking about the master that had given his servant some things to do, and the master went on a journey. And it said in verse 45, but if the servant say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to beat the men servants and the maidens, and eat and drink and to be drunken, the Lord of that servant will come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in an hour when he is not aware, and will cut him in sunder, and will appoint him his portion with the unbelievers. I want us to know tonight, it is not enough for us to profess to be the servants of God. What is important tonight, are we doing the will of God in our life tonight? We're going to be weighed. But he went on to say, and that servant which knew his Lord's will and prepared not himself, neither did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes. But he that knew not and did commit things worthy of stripes shall be beaten with few stripes. For unto whomsoever much is given of him shall much be required. Folks, the scripture says it would be better for someone that knew the truth and left it. It would be better for them to never have been born because the end is going to be worse than the beginning. I don't want to go to hell, but I want us to understand that hell is going to be worse. According to this and many other scriptures, if you study it out, there is going to be more required of us because we have more knowledge and understanding. And it said the servant that knew the will of God and did not do it, he would be beaten with many stripes. And I believe that one of the greatest torments, again, is all of the memories that flood back. You knew when the Spirit of God talked to you. That's torment. Can you imagine how it would be to be in hell tomorrow night if God came back and weighed us and we were not ready and we thought back and remembered this service tonight? That would be torment. Folks, If God has blessed you with knowledge and understanding, and He has helped all of us with some of it, we are going to be weighed according to that knowledge. What are you doing with it tonight? There's going to come a time that we will all stand before the judgment seat of God. 22nd chapter of Revelation, it says, the books will be opened and we will be judged according to what? According to our works. The things that we have done. Are you ready for it tonight? This evening, God has mercy and forgiveness and power for every need that is in your life tonight. We can all leave this chapel tonight ready to meet God. We can all leave this chapel saying, thank you, Lord. Again, not because of our works, but because the blood of Jesus has been applied. And you know that when we stand before God, I said we were going to stand by ourselves. But do you know the scripture, I believe it's in Revelation 3rd chapter, it says that Jesus will confess our name to the Father. What a blessing to stand before God, getting ready to be weighed. And Jesus stands up and says, Father, that's one of mine. My blood has been applied. If the blood has not been applied to your life tonight, you are on the road to eternal damnation. But there's hope tonight. God allows us to turn around and go back. Thou knowest tonight, and I say it with confidence, all of us tonight know what God is calling for. And if the Spirit of the Lord brings something to your mind, something in your heart, maybe you're saved tonight, but if you knew that you were going to go out into eternity and be weighed in the balance tonight, you say, I want to go take care of it. Might have some phone calls to make. I might have some humbling to do. There's going to be some things I'm going to get rid of that I know that God hasn't been real pleased with in my life. I'm going to do it when I know I'm going to go out and face God. Folks, tonight is a night to get ready to meet the bridegroom. Tonight is a night to prepare ourselves for that time when we're weighed in the balance. And when the Lord looks on us tonight and weighs us, where are you found? As we stand and sing a song tonight, let's examine our own life. Because we are going to be weighed. Where will we be found? There's mercy extended tonight. And I would that everybody that walks out those doors tonight could say, by the blood of Jesus, I'm ready to go. But if you're not ready or you're uncertain, let's take care of those things that we would be found ready to meet the Lord.